Chapter 3, The Power of New, Real Estate 2.0 and the Build-to-Rent Revolution. It's not as if I had never thought of building something new. Trust me, when you own lousy properties, you dream of shiny new buildings with perfect plumbing, flawless wiring, and roofs that don't leak. You fantasize about unpluggable toilets and rooms where the walls actually meet at right angles. Until now, however, that had been nothing more than fantasy. Buying cheap properties was what I knew. Price was my big motivation. Now I felt like I was seeing things through a new lens. Instead of simply seeing quality as better buildings, I began to see new construction as a better investment. New construction, I realized, could solve the quality issue at all three levels. We could build new with materials and skills we trusted. We could choose the neighborhoods we built in. We could attract great tenants who wanted a long-term relationship. That in turn solved the real problem, creating true passive income. Income that was both low effort and reliable. That would let me create the legendary family life that my father had wanted but never found. Real estate 2.0. I was also starting to suspect that new construction might solve another challenge. By 2015, most of the foreclosure inventory, all the homes that had been lost in the 2008 crash, had been bought. We still wanted to keep growing, but we were struggling to find properties. When I spoke to other investors, the story was the same. Deals were getting harder to come by. Each dollar was buying less house and less rental income, but I felt there was something deeper at work. For a long time, real estate was a way of investing reserved for the risk takers and the wealthy. It had always been a powerful tool, but like stocks, it hadn't always been popular. When I started out, there were no TV shows and influencers teaching the world to buy rental homes. Now it seemed like everyone wanted to be a flipper or a landlord. Things were simply more competitive. What had at first felt like an economic problem was starting to seem like more of a seismic shift. I began to think of this as a new playing field. It was real estate 2.0, and it was defined by a new set of rules. More capital than properties. There was a lot of money, and buyers chasing fewer homes. That was driving prices up. Smaller cash flows. Paying more for properties meant margins were down. Returns were lower. Unpredictable conditions. Housing legislation, economic shifts, and interest rates were all unknown factors. Uncertainty wasn't new in real estate, but with smaller margins and higher prices, those risks were harder to manage. When I looked at those changes, I started to see how building new properties could help. Building from scratch meant we were creating our own supply and would not be as subject to supply issues. We could also pick states that were landlord-friendly and areas that were attractive to great tenants. We could create well-built homes with predictable costs. We could, I realized, even control interest rates to an extent by developing in-house financing with rates up to 2% lower than most mortgage companies. In real estate 2.0, we could control quality in at every level, and that meant we could control passive income. Yeah, but despite all those reasons to try things differently, I was skeptical. Actually, I was more than skeptical. I was completely against the idea. It seems crazy in hindsight, but at the time I thought it was just too expensive to build. I was still in the get it cheap mindset. Development fees, for example, charges by a municipality for new construction felt like throwing away money. Why would we do that? I argued. Let's get a place that someone else has already paid those fees on, plus do you know how expensive new materials are? I was using the same philosophy you might use to buy a car. Find a used one that someone has already taken the hit on. But that was the wrong philosophy. When you're trying to build a fleet of cars, you don't want a whole pile of crappy old sedans. You want quality you can build a business on. When you're trying to build passive real estate income, you don't want crappy old properties. You want quality you can build a life on. I should have realized that sooner. Instead, I just saw new construction as too expensive. Fortunately, I was dead wrong. Time to build. Eventually, I agreed that we should build one rental property from scratch. The allure of a shiny, new, well-built home was too attractive not to try. So we did it, and it didn't go that well. The costs, of course, ran higher than expected. We were used to patching up fixer-uppers with glue and string, not building a quality duplex from scratch. We also made some bad choices with tenants. We were used to renting older homes to less than ideal customers, not choosing long-term relationships carefully. Still, we could see this build-from-scratch thing had legs. I knew if we could scale, do more, we could get good at all the parts beyond just building. We could create systems for tenants and maintenance and rent and all the other details of property management. Moreover, I thought we could fix the numbers. If we were building a lot of homes, we could buy windows by the thousands instead of by the dozen. We'd save a pile of money on material costs. If we built houses the same, we'd be able to do more, faster, less expensively, and get the same or better quality. Doing all of that, of course, meant building a lot more homes. And building a lot more meant we needed cash. We decided to start selling off the painful, low-quality properties and using the proceeds to fund new construction. The build-to-rent revolution. We didn't invent the idea of building new rental units, of course. People have always built apartment buildings and other multifamily properties. But we weren't the only people noticing the real estate 2.0 shift. After the Great Recession, investors started to buy foreclosed single-family homes in large numbers. The houses, in turn, would become rental properties, not owner-occupied like they were before the crash. As the supply of homes tightened, large investors went through the same process as us, eventually realizing that rather than picking over old properties that needed work, they could build properties. Some chose to build entire communities of build-to-rent homes and get the benefit of scale. Soon, a new category was born, build-to-rent, BTR, defined loosely by choosing mainly single-family homes, duplexes, or other designs that were largely not stackable, designing smaller, median-sized homes to fill a growing need in the market, building homes in carefully selected communities to create a healthy balance of owners and renters, constructing at scale when possible, buying numerous infill lots in great communities, or even building entire developments. Within a few years, build-to-rent had become a whole category of its own. The benefits of a targeted BTR approach. Stable valuations. We build median-sized properties, typically 1,400 square feet or less. That not only fills an enormous demand in the market, but median properties tend to hold their value better during market changes. We used to protect ourselves by buying cheap properties on sale. For years, I thought I was building a moat of safety. Instead, it almost sank me. Now, our safety moat is high-quality construction around the median. More predictable expenses. In tough times, the maintenance costs on older properties killed our cash flow. It always seemed like those properties were cash cows at first. But when the market is going sideways and you're paying out of pocket or taking on debt to replace a roof, etc., things can go badly very quickly. Building and buying quality stabilizes cash flows more predictably. You get fewer surprises in tough times. You can prepare for future maintenance with a high level of confidence. More stable income. Median places of high quality support. Stable tenants that pay rent consistently. Lower quality has high turnover, and tenants are less likely to pay rent in tough times. Higher end properties are often short-term rentals or vacation properties. They're optional, and vacancies skyrocket during market cycles. More appreciation in the good times. Median properties are also known for appreciating well when the market is strong. That means you build even more safety during the good times, which gives you more cushion in a downturn. Fewer headaches. Quality construction, great tenants, and excellent locations make property management a dream. There are fewer surprises. People are happier. Everyone involved, from the tenants to the investors to the management team, sleeps a lot better at night. What do you get when you combine all those benefits? True passive income, income that takes little effort and is predictable. That lets us focus on the why behind the passive income, building a legendary family life, burning bridges and build to rent. When we decided to try our first build to rent experiment, we owned about 180 properties. I had blown past my 100 house goal and was all in on real estate. Most of those properties were low quality, and that cost me dearly in time, money, and peace of mind. It nearly sank us. Since then, my entire real estate philosophy has shifted. The year after that first experimental BTR, we did 60 brand new properties built specifically to rent, mostly smaller single-family homes, the odd duplex or quad. The following year, we did 260, and everything has changed. Our new approach not only fits a new real estate 2.0 world, but it also fits us. It lets us focus on our family and our values. For us, that's what matters most. The philosophy is as simple as it is powerful. Own less real estate of higher quality. We now choose quality over quantity. Own fewer homes, but in better areas. Choose more life, less leverage. It's a philosophy that fits us, but it's also a philosophy that I can, with an open heart and clear conscience, recommend to anyone from a stranger at a party to my own family. Since that first BTR house, we now own 80% fewer properties, and we have more equity and more cash flow than ever. That cash flow is passive in the true sense of the word. By focusing on quality at every level, the income is both low effort and very reliable. It's that income that powers our family and allows us to live in alignment with our values. I feel like I'm finally living the life my dad dreamed of. We have now burned our bridges in terms of older, lower quality properties. We only do new construction, good areas, great tenants, excellent homes. We are known as the BTR people, building quality houses that great families can afford to rent, and we couldn't be happier. After 20 years, I've come to a place where I know there's a new way to do things, a better way. But that journey has also taught me there's a wrong way to do things too. In part two, we're going to look at both the keys to success in BTR, but also the pitfalls, the key points of chapter three. Real estate as an investment has become more popular and more competitive. The new real estate playing field is defined by higher prices, lower returns, and higher risk. Build-to-rent helps in this new environment by offering more stable valuations, predictable expenses, steady income, greater appreciation in uncertain times, and fewer headaches.